Random House Audio presents A Cold Heart by Jonathan Kellerman. Read for you by John Rubenstein. Chapter 1. The Witness remembers it like this. Shortly after 2 a.m., baby boy Lee exits the snake pit through the rear alley fire door. The light fixture above the door is set up for two bulbs, but one is missing, and the illumination that trickles down onto the garbage-flecked asphalt is feeble and oblique, casting a grimy, mustard-colored disc perhaps 3 feet in diameter. Whether or not the missing bulb is intentional will remain conjecture. It is baby boy's second and final break of the evening. His contract with the club calls for a pair of one-hour sets. Lee and the band have run over their first set by 22 minutes because of Baby Boy's extended guitar and harmonica solos. The audience, a nearly full house of 124, is thrilled. The pit is a far cry from the venues Baby Boy played in his heyday, but he appears to be happy too. It has been a while since Baby Boy has taken the stage anywhere and played coherent blues. Audience members, questioned later, are unanimous. Never has the big man sounded better. Baby Boy is said to have finally broken free of a host of addictions, but one habit remains: nicotine. He smokes 3 packs of Cools a day, taking deep-in-the-lung drags while on stage, and his guitars are notable for the black, lozenge-shaped burn marks that scar their lacquered wood finishes. Tonight, though, Baby Boy has been uncommonly focused.